Yes.
Tell me what you did for Murphy Radio.
Well, I was a toolmaker there.
Yes.
It was to make the radio sets.
Yes.
And I was always, before I went there, I was a radio enthusiast.
Yes.
But I lived in London, actually.
Right.
Yes.
So how...
Because I worked for a radio firm up there, Cossa Radio.
Oh, right.
They were at Highbury in London.
Yes, yes.
And I was a toolmaker there, actually.
Right. How long were you at Murphy Radio?
Oh, it must have been about a couple of years, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You enjoyed your time.
And then I went to RCI from Murphy Radio.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And were you in any of the... Did you do any of the social activities with Murphy Radio?
No. Well, we used to have parties and... at the
yes,
Christmas time and that
yes.
sort of thing, but not regular sort of activities.
Do you remember the sports days, Murphy Sports Days?
Sports Day, oh yes,
yes.
Sports Day,
yes.
We used to have the Sports Day on the green outside the works, actually.
Yes, yeah. I've got some pictures of Murphy Radio, I think. Let's have a look. So I think that's Tug of War, 1935.
Oh, 1935, yes, during the war.
That's right, Mrs. Phillips leading the Tug of War.
Tug of War, yeah.
That's
and
it,
on the
yes.
sports day, yes, outside, yeah. Outside the factory, yes.
And that's the front.
Yes.
The new building of Murphy Radio.
He should meet his friend, Edie Setters. She used to work at Murphy's.
Right.
It's amazing, these photographs.
It's lovely to have them.
I've seen for years, you know. It's
Marsden Green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you can get me an address,
yes.
I can drop her a letter.
Yeah.
Or a phone number.
Edie used to work at... Didn't she used to work at Rank Xerox? Edie, Dad?
No, I was looking at that. I can't.
It says Murphy Radio.
Dad, where did Edie work? Did she
Murphy Radio.
Did she work at Murphy Radio, Edie?
Yes.
Right.
Do you think she'd like Virginia to go round and interview her? Do you think she'd like to go round Virginia to interview... Edie, her time at Murphy Radio?
Yeah.
She used to put to do all the hearing aids.
Oh, right, yes, I'd love to talk
put
to her.
Put them all together. Yeah, she lives in Marsden Road.
Okay, we'll get some details down.
She's got problems with her hip. She's waiting for hip replacement. And so, because he used to go round and see her every week.
Yes,
but
yes.
Since she had her... He hasn't been round there.
Yes.
Edie Setters. I've got her phone number.
Thank you. I'd love to have that.
Yeah, you can ask her.
Yeah.
The radio used to be in Bridge Road off the Shred of Wheat.
Yes.
Originally.
Yes.
Then they moved further down and had the new factory built in Bridge Road. And this
yes,
is
the new factory. Yes.
So,
yes.